This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Limits, when can I open my present from you?
When would you like to?
Now.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Bob, you mind if I open a present from Limits on live?
Absolutely
radio?
Not. Go right ahead. You can do it. You may as well eat while you're doing that, too, because I know that's in your future.
Well, no. Ron used to eat on the air. Do you remember that?
Yes. And then he would go into coughing jags. I heard him in the background. He'd turn his mic off, but you can hear it.
Exactly right. Now, and we're going to get to the lines in a moment because they're still jam-packed. Regifting gets a really bad name, Bob. Like I told Limits and Donnie Football last week that I was giving Donnie a case of beer that Hampton Beer Outlet gave to me, and I was giving Limits a penguin scarf that Hampton Beer Outlet gave to me. And Limits seemed to have some misgivings on that with regifting, to which I said, if I got Super Bowl tickets from somebody and originally had them pegged for, you know, Chris Muller, but then gave them to you, is that a problem with regifting there? No, of course not, Bob.
No, it's always a thought that counts for me. I'm not going to, you know, as long as you think about it. And here is the gift. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
You like that?
Where did you
get
that?
Hold it up. Show people.
It's a picture saying Buffalo, and it's got pictures of the 1990
Buffalo. The 1990s
Bills. Look at that. Buffalo Bills, every single.
You put it up to the camera.
Wow.
Just do it.
Oh, I'm showing
you to the monitor. Buffalo Bills. B-I-L-L-S. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
Bob, you insult them at a time like this? Jim Kelly's a Western Pennsylvania guy.
I think that's a great thing. And I actually compliment them for getting to four Super Bowls in a row. I think that's a hard achievement.
I mean, all jokes aside, it's very similar to what the Pitt volleyball team's going through.
Yep.
Which is remarkable triumph.
By the way, congrats to Penn State volleyball. That's a good gift, Austin City Limits. I like it.
Limits, I don't even know what to say.
Penn State was outstanding.
Thank you so much.
I saw that like a while ago, and then I thought about it a couple of days ago, and I was like, I'm going to go see if I can go find it.
Cornelius Bennett, Andre Reed.
I know that wasn't gifted to you, so it's not a regift, is it?
It's not a regift. No,
James Lofton, Marv Levy and Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly. I'm honored by this. Now I feel like I need to get you a better gift in there. Bob, now I'm hurt by this.
This is
now
the problem. This is the problem with gift giving at the office. If you start a big long list of it, and then you feel like, oh, someone got you something that I didn't really
get
in
and
the
now
same
I
level.
Think,
now I got to redo it, and then next year you do more, and then they have to respond to your more, and it goes higher and higher.
Right, and I think you unwittingly just acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is, did you get us any gifts, Bob?
No, for that reason. If I start giving gifts, I do it at certain people at KDK if I worked with for a long time, but I can't. If
but
you
this
start,
is your show.
This is your show, and I'm new to your show.
I'm new to your show.
The Pump
Limits.
And Joe
it's
show.
The Pump and Joe show, and we have no gifts. I'll take a gift certificate, Bob.
Yeah.
How about
well,
if I gift you strokes when we play golf? Is that a good enough gift for you?
I guess. I'd rather have something for maybe Ruth's Chris Steakhouse if you could find it in your heart.
I mean, no.
can we go to Hyde Park, Bob?
I love them all. Hyde Park's a great place. I think Capitol Grill is outstanding. It's one of my favorite places to go.
I have a friend who valets.
You've never been there?
Hyde Park.
The bar area is terrific. Go in and ask for Danny. She's great.
Are we at least invited over one night?
No.
No, not that.
We don't have any time.
No time.
I'll do it in the springtime when we can get the outdoor area nice and, you know, sit outside.
This hurts because
I'll give you some cigars and some, you know, Bailey's Irish Cream.
I don't care.
And I hope you're happy.
We just launched a new show together, and I don't feel like I'm part of your holiday season at all.
I don't either.
That's very intrusive on both of your parts.
I don't feel like I'm part of it.
No. I feel left out.
Joe came to my house for the 4th of July and watched the fireworks.
I'm left out by the holiday season, even a little gesture. Even an autographed hockey puck I'd take at this point.
I know. Even like a high five or a hug.
Even a hug.
Hey, I've petted you on the head before. That counts for something.
Let's hit the lines, oh limitless wonder. The topics on the table are many. But this one, which some find confusing but seems clear to us, I think. We didn't get your opinion, did we? Is the arrow pointed up or down on Russell Wilson? Because one, he lost the game for them. I think everybody in the world who watched the game agrees with that.
No doubt.
Trey Essex put it well. The former Steelers said, not a lot of games where you can point to two plays and say they lost it. This one is one of them. And I would say, for me especially, and maybe only the second one, I don't mind a guy lowering his shoulder at the goal line and trying to score for his team. I don't. But we can talk about that too. Overall, I thought the guy was unbelievable to where I could at least project ahead. Lost the game for them, but projecting ahead, you erase the idiotic throw, and we have something here. We have a guy who can propel the ball down the field, which they haven't had in years. Your thoughts, arrow up or down on Russell?
Trending slightly down. Slightly down. Now, I'm still optimistic that they can go into the playoffs and win a playoff game, especially if they win the division, which is significantly in doubt. But I don't feel like Wilson, when the waning moments have come in the games against Baltimore and in the game against Philadelphia, he has not risen to the occasion. And that is something that concerns me because they've had drives, they've had moments, and I wonder if Mike Tomlin is thinking that in the back of his mind too. Like, Russell isn't really, and this offense is not putting it together on third and long when they really desperately need a play. Because then Mike Tomlin punts it away on fourth down with 10 minutes left and they don't even get the ball back. So I think slightly down for Wilson because I want to see him perform in the last however many minutes it is when they're down by two scores or just a score to tie it up and put some pressure on the other team.
Bob just performed a Christmas-like gesture for me. He plugged in my
Christmas
computer.
Is every day of the year for you. I'll do that as much as you need me to plug
you
in.
You like
your
gift,
power
Joe?
Pack.
I love my gift, man.
Shout out to my guy Bruce for the idea.
I feel inadequate.
Oh, so it wasn't even your idea. That takes something away from the fact.
Well, it was my idea a while ago, but...
Well, geez. The fact that he did this and now I am re-gifting him a scarf that I got is... I feel inadequate, Bob. I can only imagine how you feel with nothing for us.
Yeah, I don't feel anything. I feel fine.
No remorse.
I don't want to start this tradition.
It's like when Bob called us stupid.
Turned into Ebenezer Scrooge.
You can't just start these new traditions. You can't just start these. There's enough gift giving that we have to take care of family wise.
I guess I thought maybe in the back of my head we have a new show, Me, Limits, and Bob.
Do you have something for me?
Maybe even for lunch.
Do you have something for me?
Bob would say, hey, why don't you guys stop by over the Christmas
season? Do you have something for me if we're going to play this game?
Yeah.
The answer,
what?
What? Look me in the eye right now and tell me what you have. What?
I'm not.
No, I want to know. It's,
okay,
there's no surprise.
It's a sleeve of Buffalo Bills golf balls.
Man, that's such a cheap gift. And it was re-gifted
to you.
Oh, my
God. Are you listening to this? No, I bought them in my recent trip Buffalo.
If I hit Bills balls, they'll go all over the place. A ricochet of trees.
Bills
fumble.
Balls always go to the right, Bob, if you're looking to go right. I don't know. Didn't you, Limits, think in the back of your mind that somewhere that Ebenezer Pomp would find in his heart to say, hey, why don't you guys stop by for a quick drink?
I do a lot.
Stop by for a quick drink even tonight. It's not even Christmas Eve.
I thought so. Bob showed up to our nice little gathering that we had for the full station, and it was like a big celebration when Bob arrived.
I want to celebrate. This is out of love,
Bob. I want to celebrate with Bob.
Yeah. All right.
Any thoughts on that, Bob?
Who's next, Limits?
Who's next, Limits? Let's go to the lines.
All right, Seth has been waiting for a while. Here he is.
Hello, Seth.
Hey, gents. How you guys doing? Happy holidays and happy New Year coming up. Hope you guys enjoy.
You too.
You too.
Love the show. Love the show. Love the song, by the way, too, guys. It was great. So, a bunch of thoughts, man. You hit on it earlier. That game on Saturday would have meant nothing if the Steelers defense, which is supposed to be the calling card, right, for this team, does their job against the Cowboys, right, 17-13, they give up a 70-yard drive, lose the game, a 90-yard drive before that. And then, again, the Browns game, which, again, was humiliating. So those two games right there, you don't have to worry about anything.
Music to my ears. Music to my ears, Bob. Speaking of music to my ears.
The snowman.
If they did their job against those teams, they wouldn't be sitting in this position precariously.
Right, right. And then the other point that I wanted to ask you guys is, you asked about Russell Wilson, arrow pointing up or down. I'm genuinely concerned about this game on Wednesday and then the game against the Bengals because it looks like the Bengals still have something to play for right now. And if you lose the last four games of the season going into a playoff game, it's the same old movie. I've seen this before. You back it, you get in, you back in, and then you get beat up in the first game in the playoffs. I don't understand on a 4th and 6, to that point earlier, a 4th and 6. Why are you throwing the ball down the field? How about getting a first down on a crossing route?
See, that's the play we wanted to talk about. That's a good thing you brought that up.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you, because you just triggered something there. So that, 2 weeks in a row, they had 4th down and 6 or 7, depending on what. But last week against Philadelphia, there was a 2-touchdown deficit, which to me made it automatic to go for it, and they didn't. They kicked. Yeah. In this game against Baltimore, it was a 1-score deficit, and they went for it. And that's fine. I'm okay with that, except I didn't like the fact that they threw the ball 40 yards down the field. I think there's ways to get a first down and keep the drive alive. Did you?
Yes, I would have preferred Freiermuth, but the act of going for it itself, I'd be a hypocrite if I ripped Tomlin for that, because I ripped him the previous week when they're down Philly and they're punting from Eagles territory and they never got the ball back.
Yeah, exactly, but there was a 2-touchdown score difference. At that point, it's almost like you're in your last breath.
To me, in a mismatch, which Saturday's was from a talent perspective, given the Steelers' injuries, I felt like that needed to be the way of it. But then he does punt on the next one, Bob. Then he does punt from midfield on the next one.
Yeah, that was inconsistent with the thinking there. I mean, there's no question. But I just wish that play would have been more of a, get to the sticks, cross patterns, somebody's got to be open. Wilson is accurate in those throws. Forget the last one that went to Marlon Humphrey. That was just a mistake. But
and then
normally
put,
you put
it
right on the money, you get 5-8 yards.
I know,
whatever
I would have gone.
Need.
But I'm okay with – I felt like they needed to take big chances to win this game, especially as it wore on. And then they punted again with 2 minutes left. I mean, I get it. You're 4th and long, but that's your only chance to win. Why would you punt there? And then the possession before that, I had a real problem with them punting from midfield. Did you? And then it led to another one of those crushing long drives.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, if you don't think your defense can stop them, then you got to be more aggressive on offense.
Listen, there is a reckoning to be had here. I'm not excusing everything that happened the other day. I just don't think you're going to beat anybody with your whole secondary missing, plus TJ Watt, whatever he was, 50%. The problem I have with this defense is overrated as a whole, even when healthy, would be my argument. And that guy just said it. The Dallas game, the Indy game, when they got absolutely shredded by Joe Flacco and basically his last gasp as an NFL quarterback. And then the Cleveland game. Jameis Winston, maybe his last gasp as an NFL quarterback. What has this defense done that really blew you away? Early in the season, those first three games, they were very good. But as I look back, Herbert played half a game. Nix was in his second NFL game. And Kirk Cousins stinks. That might have been one of his last gasps as an NFL quarterback. What have they really done
and
since
even
then?
In that Giants game, they ran the ball right down the Steelers' throats, if you remember.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Vegas, Giants, Jets. They gave up a bunch of points against Washington. They played a really good game against Lamar. They did at home, and I give them credit for that. Then they got eaten by Winston, shredded by Burrow. An okay game, I guess, against Cleveland, and then just pounded and now wounded. But overall, I'd say overrated is a good way to describe this defense, Bob. Would you?
Yeah, I expect bigger results. I expect them to bail like they did early in the season, regardless of the circumstances that you describe, which are accurate. Bo Nix is much better. Their Denver defense is much better, too. But, those are games that they played the way they were supposed to, and they defensively won the game, did good things in those games. But since then, there have been a lot of ups and downs and big gaping holes for runners to run through. And that's the one thing that really kind of makes me wonder. If you have a good running attack in the postseason, can the Steelers, who take pride in stopping it, can they do it in those big moments?
A fair wondering. It is. And, right now, even if they are healthy, I'm not inspired that the Steelers are going to win a playoff game. My only point is you need a quarterback who can make plays and make them down the field to even have hope. And I do actually believe that Russell Wilson gives them better hope than several previous editions of the Steelers.
But I also have to say this, the offensive line has to do better too in giving him more time. He was running around a lot in that game. And, to his credit, he made the 3rd-and-8 completion to Ben Skowronek
Great play.
That was. It was a la Roethlisberger in his prime, those kinds of plays. But you can't have him do that too much, especially running to his left and throwing back. It's a dangerous combination to have.
Next.
Well, let's go to Julian, who wants to talk about Russell Wilson.
Hey, Julian.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy holidays to you guys.
You too.
You too.
All right. I'm from Cincinnati, man, and I am a Steeler fan. I've been a Steeler fan all my life. But my question is, a lot of guys, you guys hit on a lot of points, man. The offensive line has to play better. They has to play better. And getting the ball down the field, Russell's showing a whole lot. You know, like you said, coming here, from what he did in Denver, he is showing a whole lot. But them last couple games, guys, he's starting to look a little bit like the Denver quarterback. I'm like, come on, man. You know you've been in the league too long. You cannot turn that ball over. I thought he was going to score. But when that defensive guy coming up on him, slide. My first thing is don't try to score, just slide.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Julian. How long you been a Steeler fan?
All my life.
So how do you mind my asking how old you are?
I am 58 years old.
So you watch Bradshaw. Can you imagine having a similar thought on Bradshaw or Josh Allen or Lamar or Ben? You really wanted him to slide instead of lower his shoulder and try to score or make a move? Come on, Julian.
I mean, like I said, from what I seen, I mean, he was wide open. But I'm like, if he dived for it, the ball is going to pop out too. It can pop out. But if to protect himself from the injuries, I'm thinking slide more than try to run him over. But at the end of the day, the ball came out. So, okay, I give him that. Okay, we could come back from that. We came back from that before. But now, for him to throw that pick six, that hurt me right
there. Horrifying. It was horrifying. There's no way around it. It was a terrible, terrible throw.
There was no pressure. He just made a terrible throw. I mean, especially after the interception they got, everything had changed at that moment. You're saying to yourself, all right, that's what happens. Now they're going to take advantage of it, and they're going to beat the Ravens again, but they didn't.
Yeah. I mean, as I look at it, the guy is sitting here with 15 touchdowns, four picks, and the seventh best passer rating in football. But it's even more than stats. It's just I'm watching the games and I'm seeing an offense that I think is capable of moving the ball, that does move the ball, and sometimes moves it by throwing it over people's heads. You have to be able to do it. Maybe I'm crazy. And by the way, it's not a prediction. It's merely saying I think this guy gives them a better chance to win at the most important position, certainly than Fields, certainly than Pickett or Rudolph, and certainly than late stage Ben. That's how I feel watching him. And it's not a prediction because I'm starting to believe they may not get out of that first round. Next.
Here is Maddie.
Can we call you Maddie Ice?
If you want to, sure, why not?
I like it. What's up?
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Hey, currently as it stands right now, heading into these last two games, my needle is still up towards Russ because while the turnovers were a factor in the Baltimore game, there's no way around it, man. Our defense just got beat in the trenches. Yeah, sure. Did our defense have some injuries? Sure. But I'll tell you what, if the Ravens' O-line stays healthy, dude, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with because we just got absolutely manhandled on the front six or seven, man. We just got destroyed.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, and Nick Kostos mapped it out very clearly on Friday for us, Bob, is everybody in the football world believes the Ravens, even when the Steelers are healthy, are a better team, have a better quarterback, and have a better chance to go to the Super Bowl, regardless of who wins the division. Everybody in the football world believes that.
Yeah, there's no question. And again, injuries are a big part of this. Steve on Twitter says to us, Detroit has way more injuries on defense than the Steelers do, and they're doing fine.
Are they? They just gave up 45 points to the Bills last week. Didn't look like they were doing fine to me, and now might have to play in a wild card game instead of winning
a
division.
They're doing fine. Well, they have 13 wins, and they've been out. Hutchinson's their Watt. He's been out pretty much all year. And now their entire secondary is out. And they're one of their top running backs is out. They're all
out
for the
year.
Yeah, that's
why they gave up 48 points to the Bills and 31 to the Packers.
Yeah, but yesterday they did a better job.
They played Chicago.
I understand, but they still did a better job.
Well, we'll see.
Injuries are a big part of everything, and that's why I say, even though you have them, other teams have them too. And so you're going to have to just adjust to make plays and schematically overcome those things.
Well, you're not. I'll give you a hint on the playoff game. If they go in without three quarters of their secondary and TJ Watt at 50%
to the NFC and Ogunjobi game with all these injuries, what do you say to them?
Great job.
But then how
I don't think they will. I think they're going to play out of the wild card round now, as a matter of fact.
Maybe so.
After looking all season, and the same thing happened in Buffalo last year, and it was easy to say, man, no excuses. This is the time to shut down Mahomes. Really? With eight starters out on your defense? And he shredded
them. What you're saying, but you have to make up for it somehow. Scheme-wise, you can. I think there's a way
No, you can't. Okay. You think that that defense yesterday, with T.J. Watt being single-blocked, no Deshaun Elliott,
what
no
I'm saying
Porter.
Is, no, I understand what you're saying. So many blown assignments. They take training camp, practice. They talk about depth on their team. Those are egregious errors that should not be made this late in the season. I don't care by whom we're talking about. It doesn't matter. You can't make guys. Isaiah Likely was completely ignored, right? Mark Andrews goes to the middle of the field. Cam Sutton goes one direction. KZ goes another. He's wide open. I don't care who you are. You can't make schematically those mistakes.
Well, they also gave 160 yards to Derrick Henry, who's pretty good. I'm just telling you that if they play anybody in the playoffs with that, with the injuries they had the other day, I'm picking the other team.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying from their point of view, you have to make up for it. You know you're shorthanded. Figure out a way so that schematically you can somehow do something to make plays.
Should TJ Watt have played?
I don't know the answer to that. He seemed fine, but then maybe
he did.
Well, he
was getting single blocked the whole game.
He was off the injury report. I could only assume that he's fine if he's off the injury report, right?
No,
there's no designation for him.
Did he look like himself in the game?
No. Again, you're asking. I don't know this. Specifics of the injury. I don't know where. All I know is that by the end of the week, and he and his brother said he was fine. So if he's fine, then
his
what?
Brother also talked about how it's sort of touch and go here because we all saw him go down in the previous game. Well, you don't go down.
So you
like
wouldn't
that.
Have played him. I agree. If you wouldn't,
well,
have,
no,
I would have.
Because here's the thing. I don't have the answer to this question. This is how I measure it. And I was falsely characterized on a different show here as saying I thought TJ needed to be 100% to play. That's ridiculous. Nobody's 100% this time of year. If you can answer for me this very simple question, would T.J. Watt have been on the field in an October game against the Cardinals? If the Steelers can honestly tell themselves yes, then I'm okay that he played. If the criterion was, listen, in most other games, we'd sit you, but this is a big one. Go out there and gut it out like it was a playoff game, then I'm not okay, and I don't have the answer to that question.
Well, we're not going to have the answer to the question, so we can't make.
I know he looked probably, if I had to guess, a percent.
And that was a young guy he was going against. Normally, that's, you know.
No, it was one on one against TJ with is that kid a rookie?
If he's not a rookie, he's a second year. He's a young guy, so that's a mismatch you would thought would favor them. But yeah, you know, he may have been in his own mind, thinking to favor something because he doesn't want to re. I don't know what the thought was, and I still don't know what the extent of the injury or what percent he was. I assume he's close to 100% if he's in there with no injury designation.
If he's close to 100%, I would be stunned with him. Then he should be ripped for that performance, which I'm not going to do. I'm going to assume he was closer to 60 or 50%.
Well, then that's malpractice to put him in at 60%.
I would agree.
But we don't know that.
I don't know that.
So,
but that's all we're left with is wonderings. And I wonder a lot whether he should have played or been saved for the Chiefs game. Then there's Joey Porter. Well, we got to get back to this. We got to run for a minute here.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Malzie the Snowman.
Oh, Malzie the Snowman.
It's okay to sing along, Bob. The rest of America is.
With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite pitcher was Gerrit Cole. Oh, Malzie.
Come on, Bob. You're part of this.
Bob, you're going to sing your solo with yourself?
Sing your solo with yourself.
I don't have the words.
Yeah.
No.
Here
it'll live on its own. There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head,
Malzie danced around. Oh, Malzie the snowman was a very happy bee. He used giant words and his favorite GM.
Was a month's claim he made nine straight threes.
Yeah, we blew it on those lyrics at the end.
I know.
That was a
he made nine straight threes.
It should have been nine straight threes.
Or a texter made that happen.
Limits, I want to present my gift, Christmas gifts to you in light of what you gave to me. Please come in.
I would love that.
Bob, this is going to be very special. It would be more special if you had something for someone, but you don't. I'm really depressed about this whole Bob thing. He could make up for it by inviting us over, Limits, but he hasn't done that either. Limits gifted me a gigantic Buffalo Bills, an elongated, like a rectangular series of photos of the likes of Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly and Cornelius Bennett. Here's your first one. I know it's regifted, but I think you're going to like it.
That's very nice. Thank you so much.
Why don't you tell the people what it is?
It's a penguin scarf. It says...
It's like what you would wear to a soccer match in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Very nice.
Courtesy says, let's go Pens.
Courtesy of the Hampton Beer Outlet.
Thank you to Bill Shaner.
Yeah, Bill Shaner. So I think
thank you to you, Joe.
And then, you didn't know this was coming.
No, what
it's
else
a Moon
there?
Golf Club golf. It's not really a golf jacket. It's a jacket, but I need to see if this fits you. Isn't that beautiful? It's a little bit
small on me,
but it's never been worn.
It's a little bit small on Joe. We're back to the regifting well.
That's all right.
That's an expensive jacket,
Limit. It is expensive. Those things
can you put that on?
Yes, golf swag is not cheap.
Take off the sweatshirt, too, because I don't know if it'll fit over the sweatshirt.
Well, I'll put the sweatshirt on. If it does,
yeah, I think it
then... Bob, who wears this jacket over a sweatshirt like that?
Well, I'm just saying, if it fits, then it'll fit.
Do you have long arms, Limit? I don't think
he
does, Bob.
Not only is it regifted, you clearly had it on before, and it's all inverted.
If it doesn't fit, just give it to someone in your family. Is there anyone smaller than you in your family?
Yes.
All right. They can have it. I'm sorry, Bob. I
like that.
That fits.
Oh, look at that.
That fits really well.
Here, come on. Are you on camera?
How about that? No.
Come on over here and show the people what this looks like, Limits.
Is that a hoodie? That's a hoodie? No.
Look at that.
No, your hoodie is underneath. That's very nice.
Oh,
shout out to Moon Golf.
Yeah, man.
Moon Golf.
There we go.
Swag. Golf swag's the best. Don't
you
agree?
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're
I didn't
welcome,
expect a second gift.
Yeah. Well, I felt guilty after the gift you gave me, to be honest.
You really liked
it. So, in other words,
he
went outside and went into his trunk, something he discarded.
I almost gave him a used volleyball, Bob.
I saw him run out, and I was wondering what the case was.
That was the case. All right, Bob. TJ Watt, I have severe questions without having an answer to the key question. Would he have played in any other game? If you tell me yes, I'm okay with him being out there. If you say he gutted it out in a playoff-like situation, then that to me was reckless. I don't know what the answer is, though. Seems to me the way that he played and was pretty easily handled by one guy, that he was compromised. Joey Porter. It seemed to me downright reckless that he came back in the game and then left. Reckless. You?
Well, I was confused by... The talk was a calf injury, which, you know, we saw Russell Wilson go through that and how long it took him to overcome it. And then he's back in the game. And I thought with a calf injury, that's strange. Later, it was regarded as a knee injury.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure what it is, but I don't expect him to play in this game.
Yeah, me neither. Did it strike you when he came back into the game?
Why is he out there?
Yeah. I would only expect to see that in a playoff game. Or a game you had to win to keep your season alive, honestly.
They sensed an opportunity to win a division, and they went after it that way. Could you blame them if that was the case?
Yes, I could, because they can still win the division.
But you can do it that day, right then and there.
So you're willing to risk everything that day?
Again,
I wouldn't have.
The question is, how significant was it at the time? What was it? What degree did it affect him? I don't know the answers to those.
Me neither, but it struck me as very odd that a guy who was clearly compromised came back into the game and then left right away again. I have to ask, why did you put him back in? Then on the other hand, you had Cabali, at least via Andrew Filipponi on Twitter, saying the Steelers were saving their guys in some ways. Do you think that's true?
I don't
know. Do you think Pickens could have played in this game from what you heard, what you saw?
He was jumping around as if he had no problem with it, but I was okay with them waiting on him just because how important he is.
Then why not wait on Watt?
I don't know the extent of it. I don't want to answer these questions based on I don't know what it is. He was off the injury report completely, so therefore it tells me that he was as close to normal as you can be.
Played a horrible game, say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he played a horrible game based on his standards, but I don't know that it was injury related.
I have to believe it was. I have to believe it was.
Well, then
I do. I don't believe injury reports for a second. Do you?
Don't they have to be somewhat honest on those things?
Are they? As any team?
Well, if you don't, there are consequences for it. I mean, they took away the probable, so there's only questionable, doubtful, or out. That's it. And if you're listed as questionable, that could mean you're probable, but you don't know it because you don't have to say it's probable. Well, I don't know.
Maybe at the same time they saved Pickens. It just seems very odd to me that you're not ready to play in this huge, gigantic game, as a lot of people build it, but you're ready to play 4 days later? 4 days? How many hours is that? That seems odd to me, but I don't know. What do I know, Bob? I guess nothing. And then all these other guys, Tomlin said he's leaving the door open for them, Deshaun Elliott. Here's the question again. If that actually were a must-win game on Saturday, would all those guys have played? Would Elliott and Pickens have played?
If they're that close to returning in a short week, I would have to say yes.
So maybe they're saving them. Maybe they wanted to split the difference. I don't know. Just the whole thing seems rather odd to me. Either it was a playoff-like game or it wasn't. They seem to have it a little bit both ways is the way I would read all that.
Yeah,
how would
you
read it?
You're probably just going right down the fine line of what should we do, what, you know, how important is it now? We know we have a runway after it, even if we lose. But I think if it were me, if anyone's capable of playing in that game, I'm playing them because I want to end it as soon as possible.
Well, clearly,
and then
if Pickens
have essentially 3 weeks to get everyone ready
right,
after
but
that.
Clearly guys who are ready for the Washington game could have played in that game for a playoff game. You don't miraculously heal in 64 hours.
What are you talking about, Washington game?
I mean, not the Washington game, the Kansas City game. Yeah.
No, but you could be trending toward that. And, you know, I don't know. Again, you'd have to get specifics on where this injury is. Hamstrings can be difficult, and I think the best thing you can do on a hamstring is rest it as much as possible. So maybe they just wanted to elongate that time as much as they could. And if that's the case, then I wonder about this game. Why not just wait until the Bengals game? Then you get another full 10 days.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different question. Yeah. And I've said all along, health over home playoff game for me. I want to be completely healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you that I would prefer them being on the road because it means...
Neither would I. I'd like to be at home 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, so that to me
still... But health over home playoff game.
Well, I mean, sometimes you don't get a choice. Sometimes you have to play with what you got and just see what happens.
Then why weren't they out there would be my question.
I don't know, Joe. I mean, you're asking questions I don't have answers to.
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm not necessarily asking you for answers there, just opinions, and I'm very curious about their strategy here. They put a clearly compromised T.J. Watt on the field.
I don't know if it's clearly compromised. Again, he was not on the injury report. Do you actually think they would risk him if he wasn't able to play?
He was able to play. Then why not put other guys out on the field injured? That's my question. Was it a win take all everybody, everybody out there game or not? I don't know.
I think
Bob, you watch the game. You don't think TJ Watt was compromised severely in that game?
I think he wasn't at his best, and I don't know if he was thinking to protect, sometimes you get into that protective mode. I got an injury. I'm not going to do this here. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe that guy played a good game. I don't think he did. I think TJ just didn't play up to his standards. That's all. But I can't sit here and tell you that he was playing when he shouldn't have. I don't know that.
I don't know that either. I want to be careful about that. Because maybe TJ plays an October game against Arizona. It just seems to be, there seem to be inconsistencies here with who played and who didn't. But this much, if he wasn't compromised in that game, I'm stunned then at the result. We watch every snap this guy has taken his whole career. That was not TJ Watt the other day.
No, it was not one of his better games, no question.
That was not him.
They need
Would you
him
agree
to be
with that
way.
Limits?
In the next two.
No, I mean, he was clearly not the TJ Watt full capacity. I didn't think that he was, like, completely immovable, though. Like, I didn't feel immobile is the correct word.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was fine. I thought it was more so that the way the Ravens offensive line and their scheme was, they schemed very well against the Steelers defense. I mean, it was a very well-called game.
You thought that was the bigger issue than Watt not being himself in terms of him?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I think the Ravens just... I don't believe it's the Craig Elo thing that Rob Long said, because I think Lamar played fine, but that was just a physically dominating game from the Ravens up front with Derrick Henry just
I think that was a complete mismatch. They just willed themselves.
On the other hand, there was a horrible interception that left the Steelers with the ball pretty well into the second half, down by a touchdown.
Right.
And they were moving the ball pretty darn good, too. Weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
What was the yardage situation at the half, Bob? Do you remember?
I don't have an answer to that. No, it's not. I don't remember.
Limits, I'm looking through my photos right now. Did you get the photo I sent you of the replay guy from the volleyball match?
Yeah.
Bob, did you watch that? Whenever they have a replay in volleyball, the guy comes and sticks his head right in the camera. It feels like he's in your living room.
I saw that. The ultimate photo bomb.
He really is. Well, at the half the other day, team stat-wise, total yards were 201 to 175, I think. I mean, it was both teams were on pace for a pretty good game. And then once again, the Steelers were shortchanged on possessions late in the game, either because of Tomlin punting in certain situations or because the other team, yes, eventually dominated them. They've kind of been out-Steelered the past two games, right? Late in games, teams shoving it down their throat.
Well, here's the situation that, again, it was 24-17. They had the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're in position to do some one-score game. They still had plenty of time left in this game. It was 4th and 6.
How much time was left? How much time was left after the Minka pick?
Oh, I don't know that one. I know there were 10 minutes plus when they punted.
Yeah.
So that it had to be obviously less than that. But they have the pick, and they're in position, you know, to eventually score and tie the game if they go down the field and score. And that's when the other pick happened.
Tell me this in one word for each of you. If the Steelers and Ravens play in a playoff game and the Steelers are healthy, you know, relatively so, who wins the game? Who would you pick right now?
Where's the game?
Game doesn't matter.
Give me the Steelers.
Give me the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm leery of the Ravens. I am. I just think that team is due to do with – I think Henry is such a difference to what they do. And in those kinds of games, you better be able to stop that. And if you can't stop that, you're opening up a lot of opportunity here for Lamar Jackson. We got – Randall's been on the line for a long time.
Why don't we bat Randall lead off in the noon hour, and we'll hit more calls starting there. And then I have more questions for you. This game, even though it was 2 days ago, just the questions linger here going into the Chiefs game, Bob. And one of them is Najee.